The fact that all airline flights were grounded Thursday in South Korea so that students wouldn't be distracted while taking a test shows you how important the test is. It's the nation's college scholastic ability test, the exam that high school students take to get into college. The grade they get puts them into one of 9 brackets. The higher the bracket, the better the college they can get into. Some students take the CSAT test more than once, hoping for a slot at South Korea's most prestigious universities. And controversy welled up earlier this year when a school administrator was accused of helping his twin daughters cheat. They say they're innocent, but a parent who says they aren't also says cheating probably happens in other places. The stakes are high. This time around, almost 600,000 students took the test. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, there was a 50% increase in vaping among middle school students last year and almost an 80% increase among high school students. In fact, the agency says 1 in 5 of them smoked electronic cigarettes in the past month. The numbers came from a survey conducted in schools. Health officials are worried that vaping can get kids hooked on nicotine early in life and lead them to try smoking and other drugs. So the FDA has proposed new rules concerning flavored e-cigarette products that could eventually lead to their being removed from store shelves and websites. The rules do not target mint, menthol, and tobacco flavors because the agency wants to keep them accessible for adults who try to use them to quit smoking.